ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट फ्रॉम 3rd टू 12 इन बिटवीन टू सेंटेंस टू प्रॉपर्टीज देयर अदरवाइज टिल 12। सो टेक्स्ट 4 इज रिटन इन बोर्ड वी कैन रिसाइट दैट। न सन्ति तीर्थे जुधि चार्थिनार्थिताः परान् मुखाये तु मनस्विनो नृप युष्मात् कुळे यद् असमामलेन प्रह्लाद उद्भाति जथोडुपहखे। सो आई कैन रीड ट्रांसलेशन फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 3 टिल 12 एंड परपट। टेक्स्ट 3 आई नो दैट इवन अंटिल नाउ नो वन टेकिंग बर्थ इन योर फैमिली हैज बीन पुअर माइंडेड और माइजरली। No one has refused to give charity to Brahmanas, nor after promising to give charity has anyone failed to fulfill his promise. Text 4. O King Bali, never in your dynasty has the low-minded king been born, who upon being requested has refused charity to Brahmanas in holy places, or a fight to Kshatriyas on a battlefield. And your dynasty is even more glorious due to the presence of Prahlad Maharaj, who is like the beautiful moon in the sky. As a small purport here, the symptoms of Kshatriya are given in Bhagavad Gita. One of the qualifications is the willingness to give charity. A Kshatriya does not refuse to give charity when requested by a Brahmana, nor can he refuse to fight another Kshatriya. A king who does refuse is called low-minded. In the dynasty of Bali Maharaj, there are no such low-minded kings. Text 5. It was in your dynasty that Hiranyaksha was born. Carrying only his own club, he wandered the globe alone, without assistance, to conquer all directions, and no hero he met could rival him. Text 6. When delivering the earth from the Garbhodakasi, Lord Vishnu, in his incarnation as a boar, killed Hiranyaksha, who had appeared before him. The fight was severe, and the Lord killed Hiranyaksha with great difficulty. Later, as the Lord thought about the uncommon prowess of Hiranyaksha, he felt himself victorious indeed. Text 7. When Hiranyakasipu heard the news of his brothers being killed, with great anger, he went to the residence of Vishnu, the killer of his brother, wanting to kill Lord Vishnu. Text 8. Seeing Hiranyakasipu coming forward, bearing a trident in his hand like personified death, Lord Vishnu, the best of all mystics and the knower of the progress of time, thought as follows. Text 9. Whosoever I go, wheresoever I go, Hiranyakashipu will follow me. As death follows all living entities, therefore it is better for me to enter the core of his heart. For then, because of his power to see only externally, he will not see me. Text 10. Lord Vamanadeva continued, O king of the Raymans, after Lord Vishnu made this decision, he entered the body of his enemy, Hiranyakashipu, who was running after him with great force. In a subtle body, inconceivable to Hiranyakashipu, Lord Vishnu, who was in great anxiety, entered Hiranyakashipu's nostril along with his breath. The small purport here. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is already in the core of everyone's heart. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hriddese arjuna tishtati. Logically, therefore, it was not at all difficult for Lord Vishnu to enter Hiranyakashipu's body. The word vivigna chetaha, very anxious, is significant. It is not that Lord Vishnu was afraid of Hiranyakashipu, rather because of compassion, Lord Vishnu was in anxiety about how to act for his welfare. Text 11. Upon seeing that the residence of Lord Vishnu was vacant, Hiranyakashipu began searching for the Lord Vishnu everywhere. Angry at not seeing him, Hiranyakashipu screamed loudly and searched the entire universe, including the surface of the earth, the higher planetary systems, all directions, and all the caves and oceans, but Hiranyakashipu, the greatest hero, did not see Vishnu anywhere. Text 12. Unable to see him, Hiranyakashipu said, I have searched the entire universe, but I could not find Vishnu, who has killed my brother. Therefore, he must certainly have gone to that place from which no one returns. In other words, he must now be dead. Purport. Atheists generally follow the Buddha philosophical conclusion that at death everything is finished. Hiranyakashipu, being an atheist, thought this way. Because Lord Vishnu was not visible to him, he thought that the Lord was dead. Even today, many people follow the philosophy that God is dead. But God is never dead. Even the living entity who is part of God never dies. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. For the soul, there is never birth or death. There is the statement of Bhagavad Gita. Even the ordinary living entity never takes birth or dies. What then is to be said of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the chief of all living entities? He certainly never takes birth or dies. Ajo api san abhyatma. Both the Lord and the living entity exist as unborn and inexistent personalities. Thus, Hiranyakashipu's conclusion that Vishnu was dead was wrong. As indicated by the words, Yato na vartate punaha, there is certainly a spiritual kingdom, and if the living entity goes there, he never returns to this material world. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Taktva deham punarjanma naiti mam iti suvarjuna. Materially speaking, every living entity dies. Death is inevitable. But those who are karmis, jnanis, and yogis return to this material world after death, whereas bhaktas do not. Of course, if a bhakta is not completely perfect, he takes birth in the material world again, but in a very exalted position, either in a rich family or a family of pure brahmanas. Suchitam simatam gehe. Just to finish his development in spiritual consciousness, those who have completed the course of Krishna consciousness and are free from material desire return to the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jat gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramang mamaha. Here the same fact is stated, Jato na vartate punaha. any person who goes back home, back to Godhead, does not return to this material world. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chakhyur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamsa Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna. So, in this discussion of 8th canto, in this 19th chapter, now the Lord is glorifying Bali Maharaj. Why? Lord has taken the dwarf incarnation Vamana avatar and went to Bali's sacrificial arena, and by seeing the Lord and by welcoming Lord, Bali declared, "I think you want something from me. Tell me, what do you want?" And Bali started on and on. "You want this, you want that, you want this, you want that. I can give that, I can give that, I can give that. Please ask anything you want. I am Triloka Adhipati." So when Bali stopped after saying all these things, so then now the turn of Lord is here. The whole chapter in the beginning from this second verse started. So Lord is saying, "O King Bali, whatever you told me, that is quite befitting to you, because your whole dynasty, I can see none of a king in your dynasty have failed to give any charity to Brahmanas or something like that. They are so powerful, they are so perfect, they have so perfect career. How come you can't say like that?" So in the course of glorification of Bali Maharaj and his previous kings, so in this subject, Lord Vamana, I don't know why he spoke these things, but in these few verses, when Vamandi was glorifying Bali, that whatever you are saying, this is befitting to you, because in whole dynasties like that, they are very powerful and donor, great, great donors. Okay, that donation you are appreciating, donor there, but I don't know, he disclosed one thing, I think you heard it. He is saying, in your dynasty, Prahlad Maharaj was there, and he is like a brilliant moon. And then he is going to say, in your dynasty, there was a king called Hiranyaksha. And when Lord, in the incarnation of Boar, he was rescuing the earthly planet, and they had a fight. Lord Varaha and Hiranyaksha. Severe fight. And Lord Vamandev is telling that Lord, after killing Hiranyaksha, he is saying, "Oh my God, so powerful, uncommon prowess. And Vivigna Chasisi, Lord is saying, I win, but it is, I have to appreciate his strength, his uncommon power." And then he is saying, when his brother Hiranyakasipu, he got the message that his brother killed by Vishnu, Hiranyakasipu become ferocious, become so angry, and holding a trident in his hand, run directly to the residence of Vishnu. That means he knows where Vishnu is. We don't know, but he knew very well. Immediately he took a direct flight to Vishnu's residence. And and Lord Vishnu, he saw this terrorist type fellow holding a trident and is running behind me, and Vishnu is thinking,
wherever I go, this fellow will follow me. And he is giving example, just like death is following to the living entities. Death is inevitable and this enemy is inevitable. He is definitely, wherever I will go, he will go and kill me. So what to do? In the verse, it is said, so the Lord become little afraid. Vivigna chetaha. He become afraid, what to do now? Then he decide, now he is searching outside everything. Everything externally he is searching. So I should go internally. So he can't see me. So Lord immediately becomes so small, like an insect or something, like fly or something. Very small. And through his nostril, through his breath, he went inside and stay there. Nicely staying there. Rupa is saying, Lord is everybody's heart. So for him, why going? He is already there. But he went, it is said there, he went inside. And how he goes, he said, through a small, subtle form, through his nostril, through his breathing, he went and stayed there. And Hiranyakashipu search everywhere, whole earthly planet, and he declared, now Vishnu is dead. Now I only remain, he has gone. Now he started editing all the Shastra and everywhere. Where Vishnu name is there, he said, edit it, put my name. But Vishnu is nowhere there now. But one thing we can understand from this statement of Lord Vamana, that Vamana himself is telling Lord Vishnu, when Hiranyakashipu was running behind him, he took a small form, subtle form, and through his nostril went inside his body and stayed there. That's why sometimes we are wondering, how come Prahlad Maharaj, such a pure devotee from birth, from the beginning, from the birth, he was so pure. His mind was totally fixed. How come it has happened? Even his father, their teacher, everybody was astonished. How come it happened? This is the reason now we can see. Because Lord was there inside in the body of Hiranyakashipu. So whatever produced from his body, Lord is there, his potency is there already. So that's why from the birth, before birth, Prahlad Maharaj, the son of Hiranyakashipu, was so, he is like Vishnu. All power, all qualities of Vishnu's qualities, tad guna, his gunas were there. Not only that, one point I was also thinking many times, that why Lord Narasingadev, after killing Hiranyakashipu, after tearing apart his chest, and everybody was roaring like anything, and then why he took the abdomen, the intestine of Hiranyakashipu and put as garland? You are a Lord, you should. Okay. I don't know. One thing before I was thinking, maybe because the devatas were hiding behind the cloud and they were looking at the fighting. And they saw Hiranyakashipu, sometimes Narasimhadev's club went away from his hand. So what is going on here? If Hiranyakashipu will win, then he will see us, he will finish us. Then they started praying to all the demigods started praying to Vishnu. Then finally Vishnu killed, tear apart his chest, but the demigods still not coming. They are not visible. Why? Just like our government also. Our government, if you say that my father died, you give me my insurance policy. No. How can we accept that your father died? Hari, I have the dasamakriya and sanskar. We don't know. We don't believe. Then what you? How do we believe that father died? Death certificate. We have death certificate, we are not going to accept that he is dead. See? So the government of demigods also similar. they want death certificate. Otherwise they are not coming. Hari, I have killed him. My Lord, we know. He may get up again. He is so powerful. Some few tons of blood has gone, but he has a lot of blood again. He can come up again. So then how do we believe now? We need a death certificate. So how can I certify now? Nobody is there, nobody is coming to me. No officers are there, municipal. So okay, then you want confirmation, yes. So then Narasimhadev pull out the intestine from the body, dead body of Hiranyakashipu and put it. But now it is okay, certified. It's dead, nothing is there inside. I put it on my neck.
So that all the demigods, they believe, oh, now everything is out, that means he's dead. And other thing is that, now I can understand, because Lord Vishnu himself was residing inside the abdomen, inside the intestine, there somewhere. So that was so pure. The intestine and abdomen, intestine of Hiranyakashipu was so pure, this is residence of Lord Vishnu. Vishnu was staying there for a long time. That's why no garland can match with that intestine. Garland, there many other contaminations are there, but that purely, pure that intestine, nursing, they pull it out and put around his neck. Oh, this is better than garland, because that is my residence, I used to stay there. So, this is also a reason, I am thinking, maybe because of that, Prahlad Maharaj became a pure devotee by birth, and Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu's intention, Nrisimhadev accepted it as a garland. And when Hiranyakashipu could not find Lord, then he come and declared that Vishnu is no more. He has gone somewhere. He didn't say directly he has died. Indirectly saying he has gone somewhere from where nobody can return. Yatra na navartate. Nobody, there is no chance to come back. He has gone to that place. That means that is death. So, that means Hiranyakashipu was not maybe accepting punarjanma, reincarnation. Just like Sunyavadi group, Buddhist, they said after death everything finish. They are not accepting the reincarnation, punarjanma. Similarly, he is the atheist. Head of the department, atheist, Hiranyakashipu, also similar thinking. He is thinking that God has died, he will not come again. Prabhupada is saying, even now, many people, they are thinking God is dead. Yes. Not only thinking that God is dead, they are thinking anybody can become God by practice and penance. Are, how can God can become, somebody can become God by practice and penance? God is God. Before birth even, he is God. When Krishna, Kansa even, he was such a asura, he accepted Krishna as God before his birth, 8 years before at least. 8 years before his advent, Kansa was accepting that Krishna is Lord. That's why he was killing Devaki. And he accepted Krishna is Lord. And now Krishna has not taken birth. 8 years after he may took birth, but even now he is thinking like that. So God is always God. God is never doing practice or doing some penance and doing something to become God. No. God is always God, before birth, before appearance God, after appearance God, always God. They are not understanding it. And they are thinking that, just like Hiranyakashipu is thinking, like Buddhist philosophy, that Lord has died. Prabhupada is saying, how can Lord will die? His part and parcel, the living entity, they can die also. Na jayate mriyate va kadachin. Our body is taking birth, our body is dying. We are not. We are eternal also. We are eternal and we are a small fragment of Lord, if we are eternal and he is the whole, how can we consider death, died? So this is the conclusion of the Sunyavadi group, the atheist people like Hiranyakashipu and party, they are thinking like that. But actually, it is not possible. And then saying, Lord became so vivigna chetaha, so afraid, what to do now? How come Lord become afraid? Why Lord become so scared? So Acharya is telling, actually, Lord Vishnu was not scared, but he was bit showing himself like scared. Why? Because he was thinking how to do welfare of Hiranyakashipu. In which way I can help him? To help him, Lord was thinking, not out of fear, out of doing good for him. And another acharya, Sri Vishnu Chakrapa, saying, no, no, Lord was really fearful. He was fearful. That's why he ran inside. How come Lord is fearful, Baba? By thinking of Lord, by taking his name, fear personified will fear. How come Lord will fear? Then Vishnu Chakrapa is telling, no, no, no. This bhaya, soka, and lobha, kama, moha, these are defects of this material living entities for us. But for Lord, all these things as glorification. It is very soha. This is guna. How come? Now, if Lord will do like that, then all the devotees, Atmaramas, Yogi, they will meditate. Oh, Lord can do like this. Lord himself, he can cry. Just like he is giving, just like when Jashoda Mata was asking him, Mridu Bhakkhana Lila, he hold Krishna's hand. Krishna, open your mouth. You have a tin clay. Krishna immediately, no, I have not eaten. He has eaten. Everybody has seen it. And the clay is inside. No, I have not eaten. They are all saying, they are speaking lie. I am the only true speaking. Everybody is speaking lie. Even Balaram is telling, he is also in that party. What can I do? So then he is saying, how come Krishna, the Supreme Lord, speaking blunt lie in front of his mother? He said, because Krishna speaks the blunt lie in front of the mother, all the Atmaram yogis, they thought, what? Krishna, you are speaking like that? In this way, they are thinking intensely about Krishna, and that will help to get upliftment. So Krishna is doing such kind of acting, speaking lie, showing fear, showing bhaya, moha, soha, kama, lobha, so that the devotees can think of him intensely and they will get their upliftment. Krishna is nothing to him. So all these avagunas, for Krishna it will become guna, bhakta vatsalya, because due to so much affectionate on devotees, that's why Krishna sometimes used to do like this. Unfair things also. That things, just like in just Damabandhana Lila. For 1 month in all our temples, for 1 month we will do arti, offer arti to that Lord and do stuti, prana, pranama and prayas to that Lord every day, evening and morning. To whose Lord? Oh my Lord, oh my Lord. Who is that Lord? Now that Lord we are praying, he is bound by. He is already bound and he is crying. Why is he crying? Now out of fear of Mother Jashoda. Running and crying. And really the whole scenario is described how Lord is crying with his two hands, tears are flowing and all these things. And we are praying the whole month to the crying Lord. And why we are praying? We want to get free from cry. And we are praying to the crying Lord. He is crying incessantly and you are praying, oh Lord, I want free from crying, so please. And he himself is crying. That is the speciality of Lord. He is bounded by Mother Jashoda, and even if in that arrested condition, he delivers the Nala Kuber. We cannot even, nothing is, your hands are not bounded, legs are not bounded, still we cannot help ourselves, what to speak of others. But Krishna, though he was bounded by Jashoda Mata, and he delivered Nala Kuber. So, Lord, there is no comparison. Whatever he did, even he did stealing, even he did whatever, there is no logic can apply it. Now, how can Lord? Now, Lord can do. And whatever Lord will do, that is become guna. Just like Rana Chod Rai. I am just coming back from Gujarat. They are Ranchod Rai Bhagavan. Ranchod, any Kshatriya, if he will back, so here it is in this purport also, he said, any Kshatriya king, if somebody challenge to fight, he cannot refuse it. Never. He cannot. And here, Lord is famous, we are worshipping Ranchod Rai, he refused and run away. He ran, though it is that, it is 18 times, 17 times he repeated him, and one time at least he run away. He saw his back to Jarasandha and run away. And he run away, and it is in the according to Vedic scripture, if one king run away from fight, then he will not be entered. The queen and the other their people, they cannot welcome him in the home also. They should get out. You have fallen down. How come you come wound in your back? You should always, your front side should be wounded, not back side. You should not show your back to the enemy. How come you run away from fight? But Lord ran away, both brothers ran away, and we are worshipping till now. And speaking them, oh Ranchodara, you run away from fighting and we are worshipping you. So whatever good or bad Lord is doing, that is transcendental. We have no right, we have no ways to think that how come Lord, no. We cannot ask how to Lord, no. That is not our power. We cannot ask how, Lord, we can do anything. So, that's why Lord here, he is saying, Vamandevi is saying, though Hiranyakasipu was powerful, and both Hiranyakasipu also powerful, but still, Lord became so himself like I am fearful, and went and hide himself. There are many reasons Lord is doing one thing. There may be hundreds and hundreds of reasons. Just like we are thinking, maybe in future Prahlad will come, that's why he went inside to come out as Prahlad, such a elevated devotee. Or maybe to purify inside Hiranyakasipu. Or whatever Lord is doing, he knows why he is doing. When Bhishmadev was lying down in the bed of arrows, and Krishna with all Pandavas, they went there, and Yudhishthir Maharaj was asking Bhishma, by seeing they are started crying, he said, oho kashtang, oho anyayan. He said, I can't believe, how come this possible? How come you five brothers are suffering like that? It is no way you should suffer. Why then Vishwandev is counting one point? Somebody used to suffer. Why? Because of his sin. If some papa is there, the effect of sinful activities is suffering, dukkha. He said, but you are pure. You are Dharmaraj himself. How come? Nacha, if there is no pap there, but you are doing some irreligious things, adharma, you cannot do adharma. You are Parama Satyavadi, you are Dharmaraj Swayam himself. Acha, then that point also, then why am I suffering? Oh, maybe because you are weak. Very weak, everybody is neglecting you, that's why suffering. Weak, jatra prani brukodaraha, gada pani brukodaraha, gandiva dhanudhar Arjun, gandiva dhanudhari Arjun and Bhima. If Bhima Arjun as they are, such a powerful personality, how can you say weak? No, weakness is not there. Now maybe you are five brothers, but they don't have unity. You are not get together. That's why you are suffering. No, you can't say like that. They are so united. These five brothers are so united till now. There is no comparison with unity of Pandavas. Because they are five brothers, they can manage with one wife. Now there is no evidence like that. Five brothers can manage in one wife. They can, in one plate, they can eat, one house they can stay, but one wife they can manage. That sort of unity was there within them. And how you can say disunity? No. So then what? Then maybe you don't have support. Support? They themselves are five, are so powerful. And then maybe Lord is not favorable, that's why suffering. After all, Vidhata, Daivaj. Lord is not supporting. Lord is doing everything. He is their Dhuta, their brother, their whatever Krishna is doing, Krishna's Ruth. Then how come thinking that they can suffer? There is no way. Nobody can say in logic or argument that because of this they are suffering. No. Then Bhishmadev is declaring, only thing I can understand, that because of his supreme will. He, all this happening, you are suffering, whatever, because of His supreme will, His sweet will, that's it. Otherwise, now why He is thinking, doing like that? Why is thinking, making us suffering? Now that why you cannot ask to Him. Many, many learned scholars, when they imply His intelligence to find out why Lord is doing like that, and they totally became illusioned, confused. Immediately they became confused. So, better, Yudhishthir, don't think of why He is doing like that. Then what should I do? No, just surrender. Oh my Lord, whatever you are doing, I am ready to surrender. That's it. Don't ask why. So this should, we should follow that. That is Bhishmadev is telling, that we should never contemplate or never think, how come, why Lord like that? He is supreme, why? Now forget this why. We don't have capacity to understand why, and we have no power to ask why. He is He. He can do anything. Who are you to ask Him? No, yes. So better don't ask Him. And Bhishma is saying, any learned personalities, they try to find through Shastra, through Jukti, through Nyaya, and they become so confused, finished. So better, this is the final conclusion, don't even think of why Lord is doing that. No. Whatever He is doing, that is He is doing. And we have to surrender and accept. That is the final conclusion. So like that, even if in this discussion here, we are seeing that when Hiranyakashipu was running after Lord Vishnu, and Vishnu became terrified and hiding inside him as a small insect and go through his nostril and inside, he says, how come Lord Vishnu is fearful? He is hiding there. No. He is doing that. We have to discuss that, hear that, meditate that. That's good for us. But don't think that. How come Vishnu? No. Don't think that. Vishnu can do anything. He has hundreds of reasons to do like that. So, and even if Vishnu do like that, even if Vishnu do fear, that's also glorified Him. Whatever Vishnu do, that's what Acharya say. Lobha, Bhaya, Kama, all these things, this is glorification for Lord, which are not, which we will get condemnation, but He will get glorified. Braje prasiddham navanita choram, prasiddha in famous in Braj, Lord is famous as a chor, makhan chor. Are a chor? How can he is the most supremely respected personality, Lord. How can you say, Lord, you are thief? Is this a respect? Is it glorification or defamation? But we are all saying like that. Our Lord is like that and we are like that too. Makhan chor, kheer chor, this chor, kapda chor, yeah. He is happy. Like that. So, even for general public, it is not applicable. But for Lord, it's all transcendental, whatever you do. So, even if we understand vivikta chetaha, he become terrified, he hiding, well, that is also for our meditation. He will get purified by that. He is doing like these things. So like that, Lord Vamana, before saying His things, what I want, just glorifying a series of verses, glorifying Lord Bali, not only Bali, His father, His father's father's father, father's father. Lord is so expert, because why He is glorifying? Why you cannot ask? But this is the way, if you want some donation from somebody, then he should tell lagana jese do in such a way that he has no option than to give. So Lord is expert because he wants something from him. So he's glorifying Lord Bali like anything. Bali became, oh, so nice, I promise I will give. Even if Shukracharya said he's cheater, he duplicate, he's not Brahman, he's Vishnu. Oh, no, he's so nice boy, I promise. So this kind of technique Krishna knows. If you want some donation from somebody, then what is the technique? The devotees, they know. Because Krishna is teaching them, you should glorify Him like anything. He's better than Vishnu. That He is saying here. That your dynasty, your forefathers, they are so powerful that Vishnu was fearing to them. They are hiding. There is no place outside even. And who will not be glorified like that? And after saying that, somehow or other he convinced, now you have to give what you want. Yes, yes, agreement signed. Then arrested him and beat him and take him everything. Oh, this is the thing. Supreme cheater. Chalayasi vikramane bali madhuta vamanam. Chalana. Cheating. Lord, he started this thing. We are after second hand. So, first hand cheater is Lord. He teaches how to cheat. Chalayasi vikramane. So the sample. Only my step. I am only 5 feet height. 5 feet a small, small palm, small leg, only 3 feet. He told, Bali said, oh, immature Brahmin boy, you are so immature. Your size is small, your thinking is small. How can in your small step, if you take 3 steps, what will happen? Not yes, one bedroom will not happen. What will do? It could not happen there. But okay, if you are so much insistent, you will take only 3 steps, then take my step. My steps are very, very big. In one step, I can cover 200 feet. So you can take 3 steps, then you can make a 2 BHK or something like that. But here, not even studio appointment. How can I do? But Lord, no, I want only my feet. My feet. You are so small pit, that's I am satisfied. I am so satisfied. This is the dharma of Brahmana, that I am qualified Brahmana. I am fully satisfied. Only in my small foot I need 3 steps, that's I am satisfied. Nobody in the sacrificial arena, including Lord Bali, the King Bali, even they cannot understand, he is going to cheat us. Right there, in front of everybody in the daytime. In front of everybody, so the sample, oh, I am a dwarf, small boy, small feet, small steps. When agreement signed, and now time to take, sample change. Oh, some people ask, oh, you show a sample like this size, and what is this size? Size is different. I have not added anything, it became increased, what can I do? In front of you, I am standing here. And my step increase, what can I do? So there is no argument also. My steps become 3 vikram. Now some inch step become 3 vikram in one step. He took everything. And they don't have any argument to such kind of cheating, supreme cheating. So Lord is doing cheating. Now he is glorifying. After 1 hour, he chastised and arrested him. And like do anything. And after doing chastisement and doing like that, and again become his chokidar. So Lord is Lord. Whatever he is doing, in same lila, then and there, how come he is doing? It's beyond our thinking. Inconceivable. Simple inconceivable. So we will just appreciate whatever he is doing and surrender and go, my Lord, whatever you are doing, that is supreme. Transcendence. You are like that only. So Lord is like that. So whenever Lord is, so anything, so you can find out, Lord is like that, and we have to meditate Lord in that way. That is our only business. Hare Krishna. Yes, Vijay Prabhu. Oh, Panchagund Prabhu. Vijay Prabhu is there.
Thank you, Maharaj. You mentioned that because the Supreme Lord went into the heart of Aranyaka's school, therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, he became great for you from the beginning. But isn't that we also hear from the Bhagavatam that when Prahlad Maharaj's mother was caught by the demigods, and they were going to take her, and Narada was in it, and then Narayan took her and preached to her, and Prahlad Maharaj was heard from Narayan also.
Yeah, that is because Narad knows that Vishnu is inside the abdomen of Hiranyakashipu. So whoever will come will become very great devotee. Narad Muni knows, he is the mind of Vishnu. He knows Vishnu is inside Hiranyakashipu. So whoever, any son will come in the womb of Kayadu, he will be like God, same quality.
But Vishnu is within everybody.
Everybody, but special he entered. He is everybody, that Paramatma is Phaltu Lord. He is not doing anything. He is only witnessing, not acting. He is active Lord. He is inactive Lord. Yes.
It seems that Krishna came as Mohini Murti and tricked bewildered people, and now the Vamadeva is tricking and bewildering people. And I know we're supposed to accept that Krishna can do, even in Rasa dance and many things, he's doing some things which are not traditionally accepted as rightful actions.
Yeah.
So the way we try to follow the example of the Lord, hopefully the good example, but sometimes we follow the bad examples. So if Krishna is sending so many bad examples for us, how do we justify all these trickery and how do we become honest people and actually do the right thing?
Yeah, exactly. This, whatever you are asking, many, many times the people ask like that. And the answer is like that, okay, if you want to take only that part of Krishna is doing, I can't do that. Okay, Krishna in 7 years old, he was holding Govardhan Parbat, at least 7 kilo, you wait for one day. Do that too. Only taking the wives of others, do that too also. Yes,
Pratika. Hare Krishna. I think the answer to that is also that to the people in Delhi, they're fortifying us.
Yeah.
And so when they see Krishna dancing as a gopis, immediately they say, aha. So this Krishna keeps away people who have some envy, even as they suffer. Only those who are very benevolent and see only good.
Filtering them.
They can approach it. Yeah. Otherwise, these are the obstacles Krishna has put in.
Yes. Anything else? Yes.
Why? We say we have independence.
You have independence?
Independence.
Yes.
So what is independent we are doing? But where we are is okay. Of thoughts, what can you define?
Yes. Our independence should be used that we should independently become dependent. That's the proper use of independence. Okay? Yes. Yes. Extent. No level of no use of intelligence. Yes, no use of intelligence. Just accept, surrender. Whenever the point to use intelligence, you finish. This is Gadbad. In transcendental matter, no question of using intelligence. Surrender, that's it. Accept.
Like then we started our journey in this morning.
That is not also intelligence. Your intelligence to understand the what is what. The scripture, it is said like that, follow it. That's it. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavata Mahapurana ki.